So if you look on Tzadi Testament base, if you look at the last line of the Mishnah says, "V'lo yivchatu lo mi'arba kosol shel yayin." Okay, so it means that you, even the poor person, because the Mishnah said the poor person also has to, has to lean. Right? Because why would I think actually that a poor person wouldn't lean? The Mishnah has to go out of its way to tell me that a poor person has to lean at the Seder. So why would I think a poor person wouldn't have to lean? Everybody leans at the Seder. So Tosa actually says, why would I think he doesn't have to lean? Because a poor person doesn't have anything. So what would it look like? So in fact, the Tosa says, you would have thought the Hesebas Ani is not considered Heseba. Because when you lean on Pesach, right, you're not supposed to do this. That's not leaning. That's just weird. Okay, that's weird. It looks weird. You're supposed to lean on something, right? That's what you're supposed to have, an armchair. That's the whole idea of a pillow is really so that I'm leaning on something, right? Or you turn around a little bit. But a poor person doesn't have anything. Maybe it doesn't look like he's leaning. Okay, so the Mishnah says a poor person has to lean. And then the Mishnah says that a poor person, v'lo yivchatu lo mi'arba kosos shel yayin. He needs to make sure he has the arba kosos. Now, if you look at the Rashbam, if you look both at Rashi, right next to it, look. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi says, what we do is the following. We're going to look at a number of reasons for the four cups of wine and discuss a little bit about the halacha of sort of what the purpose of them are. So look at Rashi. Rashi is the fourth line of Rashi, Arba Kosos. Says Rashi, Keneged Arba'a Lishone Geula. So Rashi says, well, we all know as kids that the Arba Kosos reflect the Arba Lishonos of Geula, of Hotzeisi Eschem, V'Yitzalti Eschem, V'Go'alti Eschem, V'Lakachti Eschem. Why does Rashi tell us the Arba Lishonos of? Now, even though Gemara later will talk about it, why does Rashi say that? Because the truth is, that is just one opinion of many reasons as to why we have four cups of wine. So, before we go back to this Gemara, take the sheets that I share with you. What I'd like to do is show you a number of opinions about Arba Kosos, and then we'll talk a little bit halacha. First of all, this source comes from a Gemara Yerushalmi. I didn't number any of these, but if you look at the top of page one, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, Minayin le'arba kosos, Rabbi Yochanan Mashem, Rabbi Nayin, can I get arba geulos? Okay, arba geulos. Now, already you should wonder, and we've discussed this past years on Pesach Shiurim, that's a weird language, arba geulos. How many times did they leave Egypt? So it's really arba lashonos of one geula. So what the Gemara Yerushalmi is actually telling you is that no, because if it was four descriptions of the same geula, how many cups would we have?
One.
One.
Two.
Four stages.
Why do we have two?
Kiddush Shel Yom Tov and Kiddush Shel Birkat HaMazon. Because some people already have a minhag of making Birkat HaMazon alcohol.
Correct. That is a halach the Gemara says in Brachos. However, if it's referring to the if the Arba Lashonos of Geula are creating the Arba Kosos, then if it was one redemption, we left Egypt one time. So we should have one cup. So very good. So one opinion is you look at the Torah Tamima. So the Torah Tamima, there's a number of opinions on this. But look, number one is you look at the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima tells you, Neged and the bold Arba Geulos. And he explains the whole thing. He says, the first way is, Im Nifra Kipshuto Keneged Arba Lishonos of Geula. Ain tam davar likba b'shoz. The arba kosos. It's one geula. It's one geula. So he goes through, and I underlined it for you. He says, "V'hotzeisi is that God simply took us out from Egypt. Sheyakel alayem avodas avim. He made it easier. Number two, he wiped out the Egyptians. Right? So there's no more Egyptians. The underlined v'ga'aldi that he made us a nation. V'lakachti is that he gave us the Torah. So what you have according to the Torah Tamima is you have four stages of that geula. No more work, no more paro, getting freedom, and then ultimate getting the Torah. And that's four stages. In fact, I've shared a number of times, though it's a beautiful idea for Shlomo Zalman Orbach who says, that's why we dafka have wine. Because, the people that like wine tell me, that wine gets better with each cup. As opposed to any other drink, that the first cup is really good and the next cups are just the same, wine gets better with each cup. So last week after Shul, Donnie asked me that, can you use grape juice? So the truth is, and we'll see a little bit, many posts can believe that the first cup of wine at least should have a little bit of wine. The first cup should have a little bit of wine because wine represents freedom. Cheirus, right? And wine is grape juice, although the rest of the year we're lenient on it. But that's the four stages, okay? If you look at the Meiri as well, look at the Meiri has a great idea.
I think we should have four different types.
Why?
Four kinds of rules, different stages.
Could be. Right. Yeah. Although, if you're like my sister, by the fourth cup, you don't know what wine it is anyway, so. Okay.
Make a bracha when you're drunk.
What?
You make a bracha when you're drunk.
But that's exactly the point. If you don't know what it is at the fourth one, that means...
Well, that's the same question I'm asking.
Could you make a bracha when you're drunk? You should probably make it. I mean, it might not be the greatest idea, but you can't eat without making a bracha.
Can't die.
Is this something that you deal with often, Donnie? Is this something you're sharing with the class?
The fourth toast,
yeah. He's every year. He only gets up to three. So if you look at the Meiri actually takes it one step back. He says that... underline. Harishon was simply that you stopped. We had really, really hard labor, and we stopped that. That was step one, number one. Now, even if we're not getting really hard labor, any nation subservient to a larger government, it pays taxes, does some type of work for them, and that also Hashem told us we didn't have to do. He saved us from that. Then we left Egypt, and we even became the rulers over the Egyptians in the end. And finally, the giving of the Torah. Now, the question you do have to deal with is, what about Vehevesi? Where does Vehevesi show up? There's seemingly five Lashonos of Geula. And the next Pasuk, though, is Vehevesi. It's not in the same Pasuk. So, either Vehevesi refers to ultimate redemption, or according to the Netziv and others, it doesn't refer to redemption at all. In fact, ultimate Geula, I think the Netziv says, is the Pasuk, next Pasuk that says, Vidatem Keni Hashem. The Vehevesi is... it's nothing to do with that. It's not a lashon of geula, so the question doesn't even get off the ground. One of the proofs is those four lashonos are in one pasuk, and davka vehevesi is in the next pasuk. Okay,
I'm sorry, I missed before. What did you say? There were four lashonos of geula, but there was only one geula.
So the idea is that it's stages. It's stages. Stages of geula. Now,
right.
Turn.
Yeah.
Which could be ultimate. Yeah, it could be ultimately. There's an ultimate Vidatem Hashem, and the Netziv says that not all of us get to that point. I mean, it's a real high-level knowledge and recognition and appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that perhaps we don't all get to. Okay, so let me just share with you a number of other ideas. Turn the page. While we're discussing the Dalet Kosos, I'll share with you a number of other ideas of the Arba Kosos. Number one comes from this Pasuk in Bereishis. The story with Yosef, how the word kos appears four times. If you look in the Psukim and Bereishis and Perek Mem, when they're telling their dreams to Yosef, he tells them in Pasuk Yud Aleph, kos paro, veshchodos al kos paro, vetenes kos al kaf paro, and finally you get the last one in Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'nasata kos paro. Now, why in the world, why is that like, Chazal didn't just do a Bar Ilan search. For Arba Kosos, what's the significance of this one? Very good. There's a lot of references to Yosef that we like subconsciously do at the Seder. That's one. Arba Kosos. It's in the same Gemara Yerushalmi. It lists a number of things. So one is there are four times. Karpas is the famous one. Okay. Ksones Pasim, Rashi says. There's another one that the Gemara says that when in the times of Beis HaMikdash, when they would take the Karban Pesach, they wouldn't eat it right there. They would take it back to eat it at home. And how would they take it home, the Gemara says? So the Gemara says they would wrap this meat in the skin of the animal. Rashi comments, that's derech sorchem yishmeilim. That's how merchants, that's how travelers, when they're traveling for business, that's how they would walk. Who's sorchem yishmeilim? Yosef. So there's a lot of references to Yosef because that's the beginning of the story. Now, I'll show you some really other cool ones. This comes from, there's a great three-volume set. I have my own, but I always remember when I was a kid, my father, you knew it was Yom Tov time in my house because my father would take out different music, different, usually Hasidic music for some reason, okay? And different Sfarim came off the shelves when it was different Yom Tov time. So one of those Sfarim for Pesach is the Seder HaAruch. The Seder HaAruch is a three-volume phenomenal set. Has just an encyclopedia of different sources. So he goes through, and I only share with you a bunch here, but number one, he says, there were four gzeros that Paro made on the Jews. Okay, Vayimar Eschayehem, Cain v'habi then oto kill the children. Kol ben hayilot then throw them in. And finally, tevin einitam le'avdecha, we're not even going to give you straw. So if there are four gezeros, we have four lishonos. The same way you tried to, you know, you tried to make us not want to, you know, not live, we're going to celebrate it with four cups of wine.
Those were actually, Beis and Gimel were two separate.
Yeah, two separate psukim. Yeah.
That first mm-hmm. they said to kill him, and then said throw him into the river.
Yeah. It was part of his. It was part of his plan. It's funny. It's funny. But as we took our students to the Holocaust Museum last week, so as they're like really learning for the first time with names and numbers about the propaganda and all these things, I told them this is Paro. I mean, Paro was very smart, and he knew, the Ramban says, that he couldn't just get up and say, you know what we should do to the Jews? Wipe him out. Why couldn't he say that? First of all, Egypt, while it might have been promiscuous, was moral. They're not going to just wipe out the nation. Not only that, the Jews were high functioning. So what does Paro do? He creates propaganda, right? So he tells, oh my gosh, Paro Vayishritzu, right? The Jews, they're growing. They're not growing. They weren't doing anything. They were having children. He tells them this. And then he puts the Jews in a ghetto. He makes them live by themselves. And then he makes them do really backbreaking labor to make it. Finally, when Paro's great, his real win was when even the Egyptians, the Pasuk says, were doing what?
Hard labor.
What were the Egyptians doing? They were killing their own children. Why? Because they believed so wholeheartedly in the propaganda that they were willing to even kill their own children. Paro, it builds it up. Right, so when you look in like history, when does the Holocaust start? Does it start in 39? Does it start in the end of World War I? Or does it start in 33? Right, when it starts in 33, when the Nuremberg Laws and Hitler rise to power, does it start when Hitler's thrown into jail? It's all this propaganda. So anyway, but that's Paro's, that's what he does. He builds up this propaganda. He doesn't just want to kill them himself. You know, there's an article, came out of the University of Virginia, I think. The article is called, you can read it online. It's called Blueberries, Accordions, and Auschwitz. And it's the famous picture of these young, very young, 20, 21, 22 SS soldiers on their day off. Right? Like, counselors got a day off, so they got a day off from Auschwitz. And here they are. If you didn't know that they were SS officers who had just done brutal things to Jews, you would have thought one of them has an accordion. They're having a great time. You would have thought they're like college kids. And the point is that they grew up, those young men and women in the SS, they grew up with propaganda. They knew no other way other than Jews are garbage, we have to kill them. So it's a brainwashing. It's a brainwashing. Okay, so then there's one that we would think more about, but we don't. And that is there are a number of different nations that have oppressed the Jews. Okay, there are four exiles that we have over time. Right, we're now in the fourth exile. The next time we have a Beis HaMikdash, as soon as it comes, that will be it. There won't ever be another exile after this one. Okay, turn the page, share with you a few more. So there's one on top here that says there are four, like, koso shel paronios. There are four punishments the nations of the world will endure that will lead us up to the ultimate geula. That's one of them. Look at Zion. Zion is really cool. Arba geulos hayolahem liYisrael ba'arba doros. There were four geulos in four generations and four kosos. What is it? Hakadosh Baruch Hu bachar ba'avram avinu. That's number one. Then they went geulas Mitzrayim. They got out of Egypt. And then Mishnas HaGolos HaTzileinu Hashem Evenu Shevek Shel Hashmideinu HaGula HaSida. So there are different stages. Basically, the Arba Kosos represent stages of redemption throughout Jewish history. Whether it's only in Egypt, whether it's over the course of Jewish history, of all mankind. It's unbelievable how much, you know, how much different hints there are in Muslims in different areas of Jewish history. Here, go down to, this is a really cool one. If you go down to the last one on page 3, the Leil Pesach Omid B'Simen Shal Arba, he says, Arba She'elos, Arba Geulos, Arba Banim, Arba Kosos, Misaber Arba HaMiyuchalai Lazeh Keneged Arba She'tzrichim Lahodos. The Gemara says, nowadays everybody says Gomel for a lot of things, but in the halacha is, there's four people that have to say Gomel. The Gemara says, Yardei Hayam, out to sea, Holchem in Barrios, you went through the desert, Bibesa Asurim, you went through, you know, came out of jail, and Cholesh and Israpeh. And he says, out of our redemption, we had all of these. We had Yardei Hayam. What was Yardei Hayam?
Yamsuf.
The Yamsuf. What was the Midbar? The Midbar. What was Beis HaSurim?
The original Midbar.
The original Midbar.
Right.
And then Matan Torah, he says, was Nisrabu Kol HaCholim. Everybody got better. And you know, Rav Kook is an amazing idea. Rav Kook says, the Brach of HaGomel. So the truth is, today there's a big machlokas, when to make HaGomel. So today, if a lot of times people think they should make HaGomel. It's a good halacha to learn. Because sometimes, like, somebody will say, I was almost in a car accident today, right? A car swerved and almost hit me. And if he hit me, it would have been really bad. And while that's Tilim, you should thank Hashem, that's probably not warranting Berachas HaGomel. Why? What?
Nothing happened.
No, do you know the story today in Israel?
What? With the
Harova bus?
What happened with the Harova bus?
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. This bus, Yeshiva, the girls' school Harova, were on a... They're supposed to go to the Negev, but because of rockets, they went to Masada. And on their way, the bus driver heard a pop, and then he told everyone to get off the bus. And within a minute or two later, the bus blew up in flames.
What? Okay, yeah. So that's HaGomel.
They're smoking a little bit, and then
but I'm saying they were almost in accident, but
no, but there, the bus blew up.
What caused it?
I don't know. It just happened today.
It was a tire that blew, and
then
continued to.
Oh, I don't know. You got to see. I'm sure. Show me this. I mean, it's burnt to a crisp.
Was Dodi on the bus?
What?
Was Dodi on the bus?
I have no idea.
But okay, so that you probably would bench Gomel for. That you would bench Gomel for. So Gomel is when
anytime you live on an Israeli highway.
Yes, yeah. Or you go through the main pizza drive-through. If you made it through, you bench on Gomel.
One of the rockets that laid on Highway 4.
Right, right. So today, well, that's why you have today a big machlokas. What to do when people travel now to Israel? Do they say HaGomel? Do they not say HaGomel? Okay. But Rav Kook says the language of HaGomel. What does HaGomel mean? HaGomel doesn't mean means one who was. When you say the bracha HaGomel l'chayvim tov shagmalani kol tov, you're saying that you were guilty. So Rav Kook, what are you guilty of? Rav Kook says, because sometimes in life you need to be jolted out of your routine to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. So when a person benches Gomel, and that's what we do, the goal of Leil HaSeder, the goal of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'll talk about later as we get through some of these Gemaras, the goal of Pesach night, of the Seder, of the Haggadah is Hakaras HaTov. So therefore there's no better fitting model of Hakaras HaTov than the person who benches HaGomel. If you turn to the next page, I think I scored you one more. Where are we here? No, that's it, right? No, that's page 4. Hold on.
Those are good nuggets.
These are good. Yeah, we'll come back to these. Okay, fine. So those are just some good things to think about. There's definitely a lot more in terms of the sources for the Arba Kosos, but clearly according to Rashi. And if you look at the Rashbam as well, the idea is it's Arba Lishonos of Geula. And they clearly are saying that, as it's important to learn when you learn Rishonim, they're going out of their way to say, this is our opinion. Our opinion is that while there are many ideas out there as to why we drink 4 cups, the main reason is Arba Lishonos of Geula. Okay. I just want to share with you, we'll spend a little bit of time now, just to the nature of this mitzvah. So going back to the Gemara that we had. Go back to the Gemara. The Gemara in Tzadi Tesla Beis. So if you look at the Tosfos at the bottom, this third to last Tosfos, the big Tosfos, we're just going to do a line or two. Tosfos says, Lo yivchatu. So says Tosfos, Mitoch haloshon mashma. Now the Mishnah says, if a guy is poor, I give him enough to drink Arba Kosos. Seemingly, who do I not give enough for? No, I don't give his family. So if a poor family comes and says, oh, I need money, so we give him enough for him to make the Arba Kosos. Now, where else would we find something like that? In general, on a kiddish Friday night. If a person is poor, only has a little bit of wine, it's no problem. You make the kiddish, right? Most homes, not even an issue of money. Most homes, not everyone's making Kiddush Friday night. Yet, Leil HaSeder, we find everybody making Kiddush. Why?
Because everyone has a chiyuv.
So either it's, it's really nice, we're together, let's all say Kiddush. But Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos has a big Kiddush here. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mitocha Loshon Mashma Ktsas She'ein Nosin Levanav Luvnei Beis. So I don't give his whole family. Ki'im Le'atzmo. I just give the Balabayas. V'hu Motzi as Kulam Bishelo. And I, the Balabayas, make the Arba Kosos. That means Kos, the whole thing. The first cup, the second cup, the third cup. So after benching, or even after Hallel, at the end, 25 people are on the table, the Balabayas drinks it, and everybody's Yotzi, the mitzvah of Arba Kosos. That's a big Chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos continues, V'svaruhu, Tosfos says, D'mayshna Arba Kosos Mikiddush D'chol Hashana. What? Why would it be any different? When it comes to Kiddush Friday night, you could have 80 people at your table. Every single one of those people need, you know, I've been mentioning, I talked last week in Menachem Arav about John's question from like 2 months ago about Baruch HaVaruch Shemo. That in general, people don't say Baruch HaVaruch Shemo. Like, why do I announce before Shofar and Megillah, you can't say Baruch HaVaruch Shemo? Because for Megillah, it's your mitzvah. It's not that I'm doing it and then I'll include you. It's your mitzvah to hear Megillah. It's not, when it comes to laying Shabbos morning, one person is the Yotzei, but it's your mitzvah to lay the Megillah. Not everybody can lay the Megillah. No problem. I'll read it, and it's as if you said it. That's called Shomea Ka'one. Hearing it is like answering it. So therefore, when I say, don't say Baruch HaShemo, it's because when I say the Baruch from Megillah, it's your Baruch from Megillah also. So you can't say Baruch HaShem HaChalam Baruch HaShemo. Fine. But when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, we don't have that. I can make Kiddush, 75 people, and they can all be Yotze. Everybody has a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos. I make it, I drink it, you're good. Tosa says there should be no difference between the Arba Kosos, that means the whole thing through, and the rest of the year. The Kol Hashana Echad Motzi Es Kulam. The whole year, one person is Motzi everyone else. So that Tosfos has his big Chiddush. Tosfos says that you would not need. Now, that makes it seem like the Dala Kosos is like a regular mitzvah. What's called the Kos Shel Bracha. Where else do we find Kos Shel Brachas? Kiddush is a Kos Shel Bracha. Where else is a Kos Shel Bracha? Bris is a Kos Shel Bracha. Pidyon HaBen, Sheva Brachos. Havdalah, it's Kol Shel Bracha. It enhances my mitzvah. I have a mitzvah to Mekadesh HaShabbos, to do a Pidyon HaBen, and the Kol Shel Bracha, like Donnie mentioned, about doing it, why do people bench ala kos? Kol Shel Bracha. It's a big Chiddush of Tosfos. Look at the sheet that I just shared with you. I'll share with you.
We said earlier
yeah.
That the whole Seder is Akaras HaTos, right? And benching Gomel is a form of Akaras HaTos.
Yeah.
So how do we hold if multiple people have to do Gomel? One person can
meal to
everybody?
Sure. You could do that. Yeah. If you look in like in yeshivas a lot of times, it's not like every single guy that just flew back from Pesach come up to the bima, they make an announcement, whoever needs to bench Gomel, listen in. The truth is with Gomel, it's always better to do the Gomel yourself. Like for a woman who had a baby, it's always recommended that she should bench Gomel and she needs a minion. You know, whatever, the man goes to her house, she comes at the end of that, whatever it is, but you should really do it, you should really bench yourself. Okay, so look at this source here.
Well, he's not saying that because yeah. If it's a point on Akaras HaTos, you should all say it together. Each one has a
feature. So I'll tell you a reason to suggest the opposite. Okay. The no, you're saying everybody should say it together?
Yeah.
Oh no, that would be an issue. Probably trade call mishta because you can't answer amen to more than one. I thought you were saying that. Kaddish might not be on the same level as you know. Yeah, you could do it. Although I will tell you that when it comes to the carbon, there's a famous nitziv. So when it comes to the carbon toda, bless you. When it comes to the carbon toda,
would you like some?
Has the most amount of meat in the least amount of time. Why?
So that you should make sure.
So when I offered it, I went home and I can't eat all this meat. So I go to ask my neighbor, "Hey, come eat my carbon toda." So what does he say?
Why
having a car with us? I tell him and I spread the good news. So that's really what should happen when a person mentions Gomel, right?
The same concept as Kiddush.
The same concept as Kiddush, yeah.
You mean Kiddush and Shul.
You spread it, right? Yeah. Right, Kiddush and Shul. See, good idea, John. Good idea to have a Kiddush and Shul. Absolutely. Spread the goodness.
That's
yeah. Okay, so look at the brisker rev. We'll skip. We'll move to this. We'll go back to that piece in the top of the toaster. But look at the brisker rev. The brisker rev quotes from his father Reb Chaim. Okay, middle of page 4 here. In the page 4, it's the second source. So he says Kfar Shamati. Vayagon, right, from his father. Shatam al divrei Tosfos. He doesn't understand Tosfos. Il demai inyan arba kosos lekiddush the cholash. How could you even compare the two? The hasa ha mitzvah hi ha bracha. When it comes to kiddush, the mitzvah is the bracha. Vizeh ikar ha kiddush vizeh dina de shamea kaona. So I have a mitzvah to make. The mitzvah is the bracha. So therefore, you listen to me. And you make kiddush also when you're at my house for a meal. Aval ba'arba kosos, ikar mitzvah, hishtia shalhadala kosos. When it comes to dalad kosos, what's the mitzvah? It's not to make the bracha. What's the mitzvah of dalad kosos?
To drink it.
Umashayach lahotzi bazeh. Where in the world did Tosfos make this connection? V'hochiach mizeh, desfile la Tosfos, tegam be'arba kosos, Ein ikra mitzvah b'shtiyas ha-kosos, rak ha-brachos sh'al ha-kosos. Tosfos has a major, major chiddush. When you learn the sug of arba kosos, this is one of the most important brisker rubs to do. The nature of the mitzvah of arba kosos is a machlokes, the Rambam, and Tosfos, and many we showed him. Tosfos says, it's the same thing. The same way kiddush Friday night, I made the bracha and you got it, the same is true for dala kosos. And therefore, if we had no wine, whatever, We forgot to buy wine, and we're the only people in town. Okay, so we have enough for one person. So one person makes Kiddush, then he makes it after Magid, and then he makes it after Bench, and then he makes it after Hallel. Everybody listens. The Yotzei the Mitzvah.
You can still argue it's still the Shtia, and you're just, you're just being Yotzei in your Shtia, and
you
if
can't do that.
Has it, it's Hidur.
How could you do that? It's not Hidur. Okay, so you can make a distinction between Kiddush and maybe the rest of the cups. But even though we saw last week, the first Kiddush that I make is still part of that. Meaning we saw last week from the Rav that the first bracha of Kiddush at the Seder, that's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if Dal and Kosos reflect in each of the four cups, the mitzvah that I'm doing over the night, it's about drinking. You can't make a bracha on the soda and I can be Yotzi with that. That doesn't work. Right? Now, it's like sometimes in school, we'll make an alamicha for everybody. If you ate enough, you should make an alamicha. You can't make hamotzi, right? Now, lecha mishnah might be a little bit different because that has a different status. That's a bracha, perhaps a different category of brachos. But in general, if the mitzvah is drinking, how could I drink and you got the mitzvah? So Tov says, because it's not true. The mitzvah is the bracha. So if I made the bracha and you listened, we're all good. We're all good. And the same with Shuya. You shouldn't make a half steak. You shouldn't say Baruch Baruch Shema. Now if you look at Tosfos here in the middle.
It'll go on all of them.
I'll point out one more thing. Look at this middle sort of Tosfos here. Right? In general, we tell people on the night of the Seder, you should drink Rova Kos. Okay? So don't get too big of a cup. My bubby gave me as a gift, she went to Israel once and she gave me a gift. She gave me a Kiddush cup.
8 ounces.
So the first year I used 8 ounces. This thing was 48 ounces. Okay. It was massive. Okay. Rova Kos is a lot. So you should take the shear and make sure that you drink Rova Kos. So look at Tosfos. The middle here, Tosfos says that you should drink Mole Lugmav. All right. Mole Lugmav is a cheek fill. What we tell people on, people that, I don't know, on Yom Kippur that have to eat. So when they want to know how much could they drink at a time, the usual recommendation is before Yom Kippur, fill up your mouth, spit it out, and divide it in half. Okay? Because you can't, that's Mole Lugmav. It's a cheek full. Okay? You can't really just fill up one cheek. It doesn't really work. So it's like if you ever saw, whatever. If you ever saw Die Hard 3, there's a famous scene.
Uh-oh.
The five and the three with the water gallons. Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Still never got that.
I'll explain it to you. Right. Okay. So, now, Mole Lugmav, the brisker rub says at the bottom that Mole Lugmav, that Tosfos, this Mole Lugmav shear is defining really te'ima, not drinking. Meaning this fits Tosfos' opinion. Tosfos' opinion is the whole point of the Arba Kosos is really, really just to make the bracha. And that's a big, big chiddush. And that's what the opinion of Tosfos is. Now, if you flip the page to page five, if you look at the Rambam at the bottom, the Rambam says, "B'chol dar v'dar chayv adam l'haros et atzmo." The famous Rambam, "You should view yourself as if you left Egypt," which also makes it seem that if it's my mitzvah, I'm supposed to relive the story. It's almost impossible for you to do that for me. Almost like you can't say that I have a mitzvah from Megillah, so you can do it for me. Every person has to relive this story, and therefore the Rambam says, "L'ficha kishesoid adam b'layla hazeh." The second paragraph, when you eat that night, you eat and you drink and you do it in a way of freedom. Each person must drink the four cups. And that's most likely the source for really why each person makes Kiddush at the Leil HaSeder. It's not just a cute thing because the family's here. It's that I really have an obligation to make each cup my own. The same way that at the end of Magid, you make your own cup, and I make my own bracha. And the same way after benching, you make it, and I make it. And the same way after Hallel. The same is true in the beginning as well. And that's the Rambam. Ein pochsin mehen. You can't do less. And the Rambam says, v'afilu ani ha-mispanis. When not stoka, you give him the amount. And how would you answer Tosis? You would answer Tosis by saying, Tosis, that diuk in the Lashon is not the right diuk. We're talking about a poor person. So a poor person has if there was multiple poor people, we'd get enough for multiple poor people. Right? So that's the opinion of the Rambam versus Tosfos. So I'll share with you the last piece. If you look at the top here, from the Rav, says the following. Top of page 5. Kishi yesh mokom nistapik b'leil Pesach. Right? The anu tamid machmirim ka'osa deyesh b'tosos. This thing that we just quoted, the lo sag yamasha balabais mevarech a kol dal brachos al kos, that it's not enough to just have the head of the house make it. All of them kiddush, go asher, go alnu, berachas amazon, berachas asher, and hotzi lachol bnei beiso. The nos of amasha tignu cham v'dal brachos al kos. Dugma the kiddush of dalik David said, tignu gamkin mitzvah shtias dal kosos, meaning. It is unique. When you make Kiddush, that first cup, it's not just that you're making Kiddush. That is a unique aspect of Shtiyas HaKos. The idea of Kiddush is that I was Mekadesh HaShavas. HaGefen is a separate part. The night of the Seder, the mitzvah is the Shtiya. The mitzvah is the drinking. The Chodar V'dar Chav Adem Laharos Etzahatzvah Yotzim Mitzrayim. Okay? Adeh HaSeba V'Shtiya Dalakosos. There is an aspect of freedom in my drinking of this cup, which is why we said earlier you maybe should have a little bit of wine. When we ata yeshli istabik im sagim mashem mekadesh yeshlo koshal yain shein mevushal, what kind of wine should it be? This is the Rav's point that maybe that first cup should have a little bit of wine in it, right? Diluted a little bit with wine because that has aspects of cheiros to it. Meaning, if the reason that I'm drinking these cups is to show my freedom and my cheiros, and that's how I'm celebrating the Leil HaPesach, then I need to have I have to do it with a liquid and a drink that has aspects of cheiros to it.
That should be true for all the cups.
Yes. So the first cup, because it's also kiddush. So maybe there's an added aspect of the first cup as well. Some people try for all four, but we recommend if somebody really can't drink wine, it's not a question. But if somebody can handle a little bit of wine, then the first cup is better because it's kiddush and it has dual aspects to it. It's alakosos and it's kiddush, so we try there also. And that's what the Rav says in the underline. The b'leil Pesach be'inan shakos harishon shakol echad v'yachad yidino kikos shel kiddush. Every single person should have their own cup, should say their own Kiddush, because that's really, really the goal. The goal of the Leil HaPesach is that it's each individual, or each Yotzei the Mitzvah, not because it's nice, because there's no other way. Because you can't do it for me, and I can't do it for you. Yeah.
Can people be Yotzei with Kiddush and just drink their own kos?
No.
How about women, then? They do.
But then they can just say Burry for a Guffin. They don't need to say the whole kiddush.
You're making a good question. You're making a good point. What should women do? So we seem to rely on the fact that the Rav points out in the beginning that we're nota lahachmir like the Rambam, meaning that it is a good idea. It doesn't mean that if a person, now were to listen, they would fulfill it because you could hold of Shemei Kona and then you could drink it. But you're right. It might be better. I don't know. It's a good shayla about what we should do.
People don't.
But for the other kosos, women say halal.
Where they make the bracha.
It's just that when you bench, they usually don't make the bracha on the kos.
I don't know. I have to look into that one. That's a good one.
They do it quietly.
They do it aggressively. That's right. But that's this major idea that there is, first of all, a number of sources for Dalei Kosos, whether it's the four cups, the four Lashonos of Geula, the four stages of redemption, the four the Paro, or the four nation, all these different ideas, or the four people that have to give a Karas HaTov. And that there's some, this seems to be a chiluk from the Rambam and Tosfos, is what's the nature of the mitzvah? Is the nature of the mitzvah a regular kosher bracha like Kiddush, like Havdalah, like Shavuot brachos? Or is there a more unique aspect to the Dalei Kosos? So that's what we're holding here. What we're going to start next week, hopefully, is the sugya of Kiddush Vakam Suda. Of when I make Kiddush, where, very, very relevant halachos.